anything for you.
Oh, anything? Oh. Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, we'll let out. Stuck on something.
There you go.
Yeah, it's in a hole.
Want me to go?
We're waiting.
Not ready yet. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm good, Dan.
All right. We'll go ahead and start with an opening statement from Coach, and then we'll open up for questions.
Yeah, really good win for us. And, you know, I would just like to start by just tipping a cap to Army. Those guys came in here and battled hard for 2 days, and were very close in both games. But they were very competitive yesterday, competitive today. So, you know, hats off to those guys and kind of what they stand for. Secondly, proud of our guys and the guys that I brought in here today were very instrumental in getting us off to a good start. After getting shut out last night to have, you know, two home runs in the first inning by Drew and Goose, and then Aiden just pitched just a really, really competitive, gritty game. And so, you know, more than anybody, these three guys had, you know, the most to do with us winning today.
Aiden, I'll start with you. After you lose a game like that, you're in this situation, you know, win or go home. How did you kind of mentally prepare yourself going out on the mound today and kind of doing what you're able to do?
I mean, I think just our team's motto, you know, we weren't going to have this be our last game of the season. We're going to go out there and do whatever it took to, you know, get the win and extend our season and, you know, give us a chance to go on and keep playing. So I think just that mindset from the jump, even the first inning, you know, there were two homers, and then the way I went out there and put up a zero in the first just proves our mindset going into today.
Yeah, I was about to ask you next. I mean, how, to get that quick two home runs, how much does that kind of settle you down, maybe put you more at ease right off the bat?
No, definitely. You know, it gives you a nice cushion to, you know, relax and go out there and just fill up the zone and throw strikes. And my goal is to go out there and get a zero after they put up those two runs and, yeah, just go from there.
And Aiden, you were working in and out of trouble, a lot of traffic out there. Talk to us about the mindset of recovering from maybe some singles or some big hits.
Yeah, my mindset was just don't let it bleed. You know, I did give up the one homer, but besides that, just, you know, not letting the previous at bat affect the next one. And, you know, every batter's a new batter. Just staying clear minded and powering through.
Drew, tell us about your home run.
Yeah, I mean, we knew the guy was throwing a lot of soft stuff down, cutters, changeups, slow breaking balls. So I was kind of just going to push something up in zone. And I got a hitter's count, and I was ready to go. He left me a fastball at the top of the zone, and I was ready to go and put a good swing on it, and it did what it was supposed to do.
How did you feel some pressure, some extra desire to sort of break the scoreless streak to get the team going?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, it had been a while. I mean, we knew it, and we talked about it some last night, that once we just needed to get on the board, and then it'd break back open, and we could get it going. So, I mean, obviously, it's not the forefront of your mind, but it's definitely something back there that you want to be the guy that helps the team get going.
John obviously tried to one-up him.
Yeah. No, I think he got me by a little bit there.
But is that a sigh of relief for you to see him circle base?
Yeah, absolutely. I give a lot of credit to him for doing that before I got up there. It gives me a lot of confidence, you know, especially after we've been shut out for our last two games, which doesn't happen a lot to us. But yeah, I saw him stay through a cutter, and I was just trying to stay up the middle. I think I got a hanging breaking ball and just finally stayed through one just enough to poke it out of there.
Maybe a question for the players, but Dan, when you lose up a game like that, is it one of those deals where you just can't wait to get back on the field to kind of get the good vibe going again, or what is that kind of like?
No, definitely. You know, like we knew what we were up against today, and I you know, I think Aiden said it, like, you don't want your season to end ever. But when you lose a game, you know that if you lose the next game, you're done. And so it's just kind of, you got to fight, survive, and try to get to that next game.
Justin, just about far as their hitters go, kind of keeping off balance, kind of like you did. Kind of what was the key to that today?
Yeah, I definitely tried to stay fastball heavy early, not show my off speed as much until the second time around, and then second time around I started throwing the slider more, which was working for me today. So, you know, that opened up other avenues to get hitters out, keep them off balance.
John, when you're facing the pitcher today, like, you know you're not going to see a lot of velo, but you're going to get a lot of breaking ball changeups and that kind of thing. What is the key as a hitter to kind of be successful?
Yeah, no, it's all about timing, I think. You know, whether it's throwing 87 or 97, it's all about being on time for that fastball and then adjusting from there. So, yeah, you just got to figure out a way to get on time and then adjust to any of his off-speed, which we did a few times a day.
Drew, on asking that fifth inning on that double play, you were able to kind of feel like you kind of deep, trying to deep the guy a little bit in center field. Is that kind of what was going on there?
Yeah, I mean, I like to make it interesting out there. And I've been there at first base. It's really hard to tell when those guys are running the balls in the gap. It's just kind of a point. Once you get too far off, you're just there. There's nothing you can do about it as long as the center fielder makes a good throw. And he got too far off, and I made a good throw.
And Coach, how big of a play was that? Glove, they kind of got some momentum going right there until that happened.
It's a huge play. You know, anytime you can get a double play like that, you don't expect to get it. But to his credit, I think his old infield skills kind of come out. He was ready to throw as soon as he caught it. And then I thought Cam Jones did a great job of kind of decoying the guy a little bit, acting like the throw wasn't coming. But it was a perfect throw and needed to be perfect to get the guy out.
And Coach, just kind of looking ahead tomorrow a little bit, you know, you got either Georgia or UNC Wilmington again, and just quick look ahead to that.
Oh, two great teams, you know, both undefeated, and they'll obviously play tonight, but they're both really talented teams, and like everybody gets in the tournament, deserve to be here, and, you know, should be a good ball game here tonight.
Coach, just a couple quick ones from Allison. You know, after watching tonight's game, you know, how do you prepare on such short notice?
You know, I mean, I guess we've played both of them now, so try to learn, you know, maybe what wasn't good for us last night. Georgia's just kind of, you know, watching, like, you know, we know they got a great lineup, and, you know, they've won a lot of games this year, so they're, you know, they're really good. But I think both teams are really good, and I think UNC Wilmington, they almost played flawless against us last night. And, you know, hopefully their starting pitcher last night, Sales, don't have to worry about seeing him. But, you know, he pitched great.
How good was he on this year?
Outstanding. Outstanding. I mean, just all of his pitches were working. He kind of knew where he wanted to throw them and how he wanted to shape them. And, you know, I think he shut out a good offense.
Was there a mention going into today, or was it pretty much unset that what the assignment was?
No, I think they knew. You know, I kind of told them before the game, hey, our backs are against the wall, and, you know, it's going to be a fight, and you can't go backwards because that wall's back there, so the only way you can go is forward. And they did a great job just taking those steps forward. Now we got to take some momentum and go into a game tomorrow and play good again.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Danny, what happened with the ejection?